Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. We're rocking and rolling here with our good friend John Deaney. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. I'll get you ready for the week ahead. We're just about to close in on the end of the 11th year of the newsletter. At the same time, we'll be closing in on the end of our 13th year of the show. And John Deaney's been with us for 10 of those years, which we're very happy about. We're very proud of that. And by the way, when you're on my website, don't forget to check out our poll question, which is right on the homepage. And all you got to do is just read the question, give us your answer, and when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. And this week is, I think you'll find the question very interesting. We hope you check it out when you get a chance. John Deaney and I are here. John is here with us with his new book, 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business. John, talk to us a little bit about where are we? You and I talked about this a little bit last time. Where are we on our process?
On which process? Selling process?
On the selling the business.
Well, I'm successfully selling part of my business.
Are you really?
Yeah. I have become very, very interested in exit planning and recently picked up another certification in working with business owners 5 years out. As a broker, there's too many times I've gone into a business and they say, I want to sell and I want to sell now. And you look over the business and say, oh, gosh, if you just called me a couple of years ago, you could have done a lot better here.
Or I can help you, but you don't need to sell it for 2 years.
Yeah, if you can wait. Mm-hmm. But you know, my tab business has consumed me, as you know, for 13 years.
Yeah.
And
the alternative board is what he's talking about.
The alternative board, the business owner peer groups. And so what I've done is I've arranged with tab to divide it into multiple franchises, and I've sold one, and I'm selling another. I'm not getting out.
Right.
I still love working and coaching with the small business owners. But I want to be able to focus on these bigger projects, on these 4 or 5 year projects of getting people ready.
Well, basically, this is an exit strategy for you. I mean, that's congratulations. You went into San Antonio, and you grew your tab business, your alternative board business to the point where, as I said earlier, the largest in the company, and then now you're parceling it out and reaping the benefits of that.
Yes, and taking some money off the table, which is always a good thing.
There you go. But we gotta come back to the time thing, and this is something I've talked about on the show many times before over the years, and that is that when you think you need to sell your business, you need to be planning for that, working on that, designing that, laying the groundwork, et cetera, doing the due diligence. At least 2, maybe 5, and you know what? Maybe even 10 years in advance.
The investment bankers always say, what's the exit strategy? As soon as we get in, we know.
Right.
And small business people don't plan 10 years in advance. But there are lots of things you should be doing just to run a good company. People always ask me, what do I need to do to make my business work more? Well, the same things you should be doing anyway. The planning, the grooming of employees, the getting the business to run without you there all day, every day.
The financial tracking, the financial management part, that's huge.
You know, one of the things I say in the book is sellers don't realize that the buyer's ability to get financing is completely dependent on their financials.
Right, the balance sheet.
And what their company looks like. And if they can't present clean, reasonable, understandable financials, they're putting their buyer in a hole. Because
right.
the bank, that's all the banker has to look at. The buyer has his down payment and his experience. He doesn't have a whole bunch more to write up for his banker. Most of what he brings to him is going to be your company's financials.
And banks don't, they believe in goodwill, they just don't loan against it.
Right. They lend against cash flow.
They like cash and things with serial numbers, don't they?
Yeah, they'll still do collateral, but if you really look at the deals banks have done in the last couple of years, the collateral is an insurance policy.
Right, and it's discounted big time.
Yeah, they want to see, and typically they want to see 1.25 to 1. They want to see $5 in cash flow, historical cash flow, not what you project. $5 in cash flow for every $4 they'll lend.
And the reason for the thinking of it in advance, folks, is because the way you run your business for your own benefit doesn't look the same way as the way you need to run your business to make the buyer and his or her bank happy. Right, John?
Correct. A lot of us live out of our companies. You know, I've certainly run across business owners that paid for all their groceries, paid their kids' education. I had one fellow that spent $10,000 a year.
I'm shocked, John.
On his, no, you'll like this, Jim. It's Texas. He spent $10,000 a year on his work shoes. You know, they all came in like ostrich and boa constrictor.
Steel-toed ostrich shoes, right?
Right. They were good-looking work shoes. But, you know, some of that, if you really, especially in the last 2 years before you're prepared to sell, some of that you may want to forego. Because if your business is going to sell for 3 or 4 or 5 times cash flow,
yeah,
you want to show that cash flow. You don't want that cash flow to be disappearing. For the IRS's purposes,
right,
maybe you don't want to show it.
Well, the thing that's going to happen,
for buyer's purposes, you want it there.
The thing that's going to happen is a good buyer is going to come in and recast the financial statement anyway.
Yes.
And you don't need to be surprised by that.
They're going to
take all that fluff out. You know, the hiring of your nephew who doesn't actually show up for work and those kinds of things. They're going to pull all that out. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with more on how to sell your business with our good friend, John Deaney. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.